Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, as we always do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which is the third Sunday in Ordinary Time. The first reading is taken from the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, and then verse 10. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, saying, "Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you." So Jonah made ready, and he went to Nineveh. Now, we always have to test out inspirations, always. But I wonder if God hasn't inspired you at times to speak to someone, to say something or to do a particular deed for someone, and you've not paid attention to it. You've thought, well, that's a nice thought, but I don't have the time. Sometimes it's that quiet, small, still, quiet voice that's within us, and we need to listen. We need to listen. But in order for us to be able to hear clearly, our daily lives need to be shaped by God's word, by the truth, not by our ideas or our inclinations or our hopes, but by the power of the word of God. Conform your life to that word step by step. And as you do, you're going to be able to hear what God is asking of you more clearly. Not that you're infallible by a long shot, but you're going to be able to be open to hearing the inspirations of God. We can't see the whole picture, but if we're obedient to the part, however small, that God asks us to play, then when we get to heaven, we're going to see what God's plan was and what our part was in it. I certainly wouldn't want to see that I didn't follow, didn't pay attention to, was too occupied with other things to do what God wanted. I want to be his servant, his daughter. You want to be his servants, his sons and daughters, that he can call upon us. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, saying, "Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you." Now, as I said, Jonah was able to hear. Why? Because he desired to serve God. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding. Now, Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed." When the people of Nineveh believed God, they heard the word, they were convicted, they were challenged, they believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. Sackcloth, garment that let people know you were in mourning, grieving for their sin, asking God for forgiveness. And when God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. When God sees a genuine desire to follow him, doesn't mean you're totally successful the first time, or even the second or the third. But the more you're inclined to do God's will and to do God's will God's way, not only can he use you for others, but you are mightily blessed. My goodness, brothers and sisters, a life with God is far more adventuresome and full of surprises and full of tremendous blessings and, yes, crosses to carry, yes, but I'd rather carry the cross that God asked me to carry than the crosses that I produce by my own sin. Where are you? Are you willing to follow him? Psalm 25 says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior. Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your love are from of old. In your kindness, remember me because of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners, that's you and me, the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. And again, what is it to be humble? To say, Lord, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I come to do your will. So often what we want to do is our will, and we go to God and ask him to bless it. Sometimes God can bless it, but sometimes he can't, because our vision, our perspective is too small for what God wants to do and how God wants to use us. Or he knows that what we want is going to lead us into sin or into evil for the sake of others, and he won't answer it, even though it looks good to us on the surface. So go to him. Seek to surrender your will to him. I know I'm saying this a lot in a lot of programs now, but brothers and sisters, what's going to happen to the church, and what's going to happen to our nation? What's going to happen to the nations of the world if we say, thank you very much, God, but I'll take it from here? I want to be called a Christian, but I want to be called a Christian in my own definition of what it means to be a Christian. I'm determining, rather than what the gospel tells us. Read the gospels, brothers and sisters. Read them clearly. Apply them step by step to yourself. Again and again. And know that God will give you the grace. Know that. That is, he will give you the power and the wisdom to live out what you promise him. The second reading is from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 7. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out. From now on, let those having wives act as not having them, those weeping as not weeping, those rejoicing as not rejoicing, those buying as not owning, those using the world as not using it fully. For the world in its present form is passing away. In other words, do not make this world your goal. Do not make the promises and the goals and the ideals, so to speak, of this world be where you put your time, your money, your energy. Put your values in the kingdom of God and what God asks of us and what God promises us. Shift your allegiance from the world to God. It's essential, brothers and sisters. It's not just a nice thing, a nice, holy, pious thing. It's essential that we become servants of the Most High God, that we become sons and daughters of a loving Father, that we allow the Savior to save us and empower us with his Spirit to lead us safely home. Many of us need to reorient our whole perspective on life, because so often all our goals and plans and ideas are based on this world, as though this world was all there was. It isn't. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. We need to hear that. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And as he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, come after me, I will make you fishers of men. Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked on a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. And they too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men and followed him. Brothers and sisters, to follow God means some very decisive decisions. Not, I'll try a little better today. I'll try to be a little better today. That's good, but that's not your goal. Your goal is union with God. How can I live today in a way that brings me into deeper relationship with God and enables me to help others? I was reading in Magnificat an excerpt from a book by Father Jacques Philippe, whom I've often mentioned, a French priest who has written very, very well on the spiritual life. And in part, this is what he says on the call of Jesus. Call is the key word. The idea, simple but very meaningful, is absolutely fundamental to our temporal and spiritual plans. Human beings cannot attain fulfillment solely by carrying out their own projects. These projects are legitimate and necessary, and we must bring our intelligence and energy to bear on accomplishing them. But that's not enough. And in the event of failure, it can lead to disillusionment. Another attitude, one in the end more decisive and fruitful, must accompany our initiating and carrying out of projects, that of listening to the call, the discreet, mysterious invitations that come to us continuously throughout life. The attitude of listening to the Lord and availability to the Lord takes priority over even the projects themselves. I believe, says Father Jacques, I believe we can be fulfilled as human beings only to the extent that we perceive and respond to the calls life addresses to us day in and day out, calls to change, to grow, to mature, to enlarge our hearts and our horizons, and leave behind hardness of heart and narrow-mindedness, in order to welcome reality in a larger and more confident manner. These calls come to us in many ways. Sometimes they come through experiences or by the example of others who touch us. Sometimes from desires that arise in our hearts or requests from people who are close to us. Often they come from Holy Scripture. They originate from God, all of those, who gives us life, never ceases to watch over us, and wants tenderly to lead and constantly intervene for each of his children in a way that is discreet, often imperceptible, yet efficacious. Although many are unfortunately unaware of this presence and action of God, they reveal themselves to those who know how to place themselves in the attitude of listening and availability. Listening and availability. We're so busy and we're hooked into so many things. Internet, Facebook, you know the whole nine yards. You know it. We're so hooked into those things that are we available to God? When do we listen to God who seeks to speak to our hearts day in and day out and show us the way he wants us to go? Those are my words. Father Jacques says, God is the God of the living, not the dead. He reaches out to us continually, mysteriously, but certainly, infusing our lives with value, beauty, and fruitfulness beyond our imagining. And that's true. The question is, are we available? Are we listening? Does God have time every day in our lives? Do we listen to what he says to us? Because his voice is a small voice. It's a still voice. He never hammers us. But he speaks to our heart, and he asks us to respond. Please learn how to become available to the voice of God. God bless you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.